This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Shalom Aleichem, dear friends, good evening. We are continuing in Daf HaShavua, Masechta Nedarim, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, V'toyrem es trumaisav, that if somebody is also to give hana to his friend, then you are allowed to take off truma for your friend. So now we have a very interesting shaila. Yiboy luhu. They had a question in the yeshiva. Hatoyrem mishaloi al shachaveray. If you take off truma from your own produce onto your friend's produce, tzarech daitoy oiloi, do you need his dast or not? Basically, like this. You have two guys. Reuven has, let's say, a pile of grain, and Shimon has a pile of grain. And let's say Reuven wants to help out Shimon, so Reuven's going to be mafresh from his grain in order to make Shimon's grain permitted. So the question is, does Reuven need the das of Shimon? In other words, does Reuven have to ask Shimon, can I do you this favor? Think about it. Reuven's doing Shimon a very big favor over here. Shimon has grain. Normally, he'd have to give about 1/50th to the Kayin in order to eat his produce. Reuven is giving 1/50th of that amount on behalf of Shimon. So what's the shaila? Is this considered, normally I can do things for you if they're good for you, right? We know there's a rule. Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. If I'm walking down the street and I see $1 million, I could pick it up for you and you own it. Zachin la'adam shalai b'fanav. Now the Gemara in Bava Metzia on Daf Chabez learns out that you cannot take off truma for someone. That's talking about if I go into your field and take off truma from your produce onto your produce, where I'm not using my produce, I'm not saving you a lot of money by being mafresh truma from my stuff for your stuff. I'm going onto your field and taking off your own produce for you. So that you for sure can't do. We learned that out from the pasuk of Gamatem, that just like the owner can only do it with das, so too someone for the owner can only do it with das. The shailin argamara is, I'm not doing it on my, I'm not doing it from your stuff for you, I'm doing it on my stuff for you. What's the shaila? Mi amrina, do we say kiven des chasulai, since it's a benefit for the person, loy tzarch das, you don't need his das. So idumar, do we say mitzvah delay he? It's his mitzvah. Maybe he doesn't want you taking his mitzvah. On the one hand, you're saving him money. On the other hand, you're doing his mitzvah. V'nichalei l'mevda, he would like to do it himself. That is the shaila. Let's see the Ran. The Ran says, Yibay luhu hatoyah mishalai al shachaveroi, tzarech daitoy oiloi. Mi amrina, do we say, kiven dezchusulai, loy tzarech das? Why? Dezachin la'adam, shalai b'fanav. You could be zoicha for a person not in his presence. Umistama havalei kishluchei. And we could presume he would have wanted you to be yishliach. Okay, so the Gemara says, we're going to bring a proof from the Mishnah. Tashma. Come in here, the Mishnah says, Toireim es trumaisav es masroisav ladatai. You could take off truma and maiser with his das. So now, we have to figure out who's taking off the truma, meaning which produce is being used, and whose das is needed. So Gemara says, Ma'askin, what are we talking about? Ilema min balakri al shal balakri, if it means that from the owner of the pile on the owner of the pile, meaning if the truma is being taken off from the grain of the owner in order to fix his produce, uladaita deman. Okay, so with whose das? Ilema ladaita delay, if it means with his own das, what does it mean with his own das? Meaning the guy who's taking it off, Let's say I walk into your field and I take off truma from your field on your field. Let's say you have a pile of 50 kernels. I take off one from your produce to be able to rectify your produce. If ledato means I do it on my own, that obviously doesn't work. Man shav yishliach, who pointed him a shliach. You can only do it with the person's das. Ela, so it can't be I did it on my own. Ela ledaita de balakriya, must be I did it with your das. But then it should not be effective because I'm not allowed to give you hana. The case in the Mishnah is that I made a neder, I'm not going to give you hana. So how could I do it with your das? Ela ledaita de balakri, hakama hanile, I'm giving you hana. Because I'm doing your shlichus. So it can't be I'm taking it off from your produce, on your produce, on my own, with according to my das, who made me a shliach. Elamai, I'm doing it with your das, I can't be mahana you. Elamai shaloi al shal hakri. Must be the guy's taking off. I'm taking off from my produce to rectify your produce. With whose das? Uladaita deman. Ilem uladaita debalakri. If it's I'm doing it with your consent, and you asked me to do it, hakamahanili. I'm giving you hana. And the case is I made another, I'm not going to give you hana. Ela lav ladaita denavshe. Must be I'm doing it with my own das. I'm taking off from my produce to rectify your pile. That's a raya that I could take off truma for you without your das. Ela lav ladaita denavshe. It must be with his own das. Umishaloi toirem al shachaveroi. And from his own produce, he could take off truma for his friend. Now, that means I could do it. So, meaning, I'm doing it on my own. I'm doing it on my own. Umishaloi tarmal shachaveroi. So I'm taking off truma on my friend. Now, if you're going to say v'amrit tzarech das, if you're going to say no, I'm doing it on my own, but I still need your permission. But then, if I need your permission, how could I do it for you? I'm giving you hana. Hakamahanile. Elala vein tzarech das. It must be I don't need your das. Says the Ran. If I'm doing it with your das, the high toirem, because this guy is taking off truma, man shavir shliach, who appointed him a sheikh, da darshinan, we darshin him ba metziya, ma atam ladaitchem, just like the person himself has to do with das, af shulchachem ladaitchem, the shliach has to do with das, ela ladaitoy de balakri, hamahani le de avid shlichusei. Anyone who does a shlichus, you're giving hana. Ela adaita denavshe. It must be you're doing it on your own, the toireim, and it's not considered giving you hana. The toireim v'lo yichashvin and lay mahane. It's not considered hana. Kivan demidaita of it. I'm doing it with das. V'lo yavla mide lemudar. I'm doing it. It's not considered giving you hana. I'm doing it on my own. I'm not giving you anything. So this is a raya to the shaila we had that I could take off truma from my possession onto yours because I'm being mezakeh to you, even though it's your mitzvah. Says Gemar, no. La'oila mishal balakri al balakri. The case is I'm taking off truma from your stuff on your stuff. I, miman of shach. If you didn't give me permission, then I'm not able to do it for you. And if you gave me permission, then how can I do it for you? I'm not to give you hana. So the Gemara says a very rare case. La'oila mishal balakri al balakri. I'm doing it from your stuff for your stuff. Keda amar Rava, like Rava said elsewhere. Ba'oimer, you used an ambiguous form of shlichus. You said, kal haroitza litroim yavoi v'yitroim. Anyone who wants to come take off truma from my stuff on my stuff could do so. So just like Rava said elsewhere, kal haroitza litroim yavoi v'yitroim, hachanami here too, ba'oimer, where you said kal haroitza litroim yavoi v'yitroim. So in other words, it's not a violation of the conclusion of the Gemara Bava Metzia that you can't take off truma from my stuff on my stuff without my permission, because you got my permission. I made this vague announcement. Anyone who wants to take off truma could do so. But it's not, so then the question is, so if I appointed you, then you're giving me hana that you did my shlichus. No, it's only a hana that you did my shlichus if I explicitly appoint you. But in this case, I didn't explicitly appoint you, I just revealed my mindset that I wouldn't mind if you did it for me. Look in the Ran, like midway through the page. Rava says it nearby in the Shail of Rabbi Yirmiyah. In such a case, mahani legabe tshuma, it helps regarding tshuma. By being megala das alone, denichale, that you're pleased, sagi, it's enough. In such a situation, it helps legabe tshuma, because giloi das alone, that you're nicha, it's enough. Well, legabe mudar hana, regarding mudar hana, loy choshev mahana, it's not considered giving hana, since he didn't make him a shliach outright. So this quasi-lashon that reveals that someone could act for you, allows him to do it, and it's not considered not with your permission, but it's not considered that he is giving you hana because you didn't appoint him explicitly. If you take off truma from your own possession onto your friend, Toivas hana shalmi. Who gets the benefit of the pleasure? Meaning, like this. I'm taking off truma to rectify your produce. So now it goes to the kohen. Who gets to choose which kohen it goes to? On the one hand, I'm the one spending the money. On the other hand, but it's for him. In other words, let's like this. I see a guy, he has a pile of grain. I want him to be able to eat it. So I'm mafresh chuma for my stuff to fix his grain. Who gets to choose which coin it goes to? You say, what does anyone get about choosing which coin it goes to? Who does the coin owe gratitude for? It actually has some value. Even though Chazal prohibit the coin from paying a Yisrael, from giving him chuma, but let's say the Kohen's grandfather, his maternal grandfather, is allowed to pay off another Yisrael, that Yisrael should give his grandson the truma. So who gets that benefit? Let's say he's willing to pay 10 bucks. The grandfather, the Yisrael grandfather. You could have a person who's Yisrael and he has grandchildren who are Kohanim. So technically, you can make money giving truma by accepting money, not from the kohen himself, but by somebody who has his interest in mind. Who gets the benefit of choosing which kohen it goes to? What's the shaila? Miyam, you know, we say, well, ilav peri dehech, if not for this guy's fruits, the one who is being mafresh to truma, mi metakna karya dahu, would the other guy's pile be rectified? In other words, it's all about the guy separating the truma. If he wouldn't have separated the truma, the other grain would not have been rectified. Or maybe, ilav karya dahu, if not for the pile of grain that needs someone to be mafresh truma, lo haven pared adin truma. The person who's giving the truma would not have what to be mafresh for. In other words, who do we view with the primary ownership of the truma? Well, on the one hand, the guy giving it, if he doesn't give it, then it's not truma. Then nothing is rectified. Or do we say, well, the ikar is the pile that needs to be rectified? Says the Gemara, Amar Lei, Rav Zeira said, no question. Amar Akra, the Pasuk says, Eis kol tfuas zarecha, all the grain of your planting, vinosata, and you should give. So the pasuk, all the way at the end of the parsha, of giving, is connected back to the grain that needs chuma to be taken off for. And therefore, we say the rights of giving are of the owner of the grain that you're being mafresh truma for. Even though that's not the literal meaning of the pasuk, because it's actually talking about when you're paida, nevertheless, this is a drasha, that vinasata, it says, aser ta'aser is kotva asarecha yitzhashada hasada shana shana, and then a few psukim later it says, vinasata, so that the rights of giving belong to the owner of the grain that's being given for. Look in the Ran, Hatoria Mishalaya Shachaveroi Toivas Hanoshomi, Kolomar, Miza Koibin Asinas Chuma. Who is Zoicha in the giving of the Chuma? Zu Toirem, the one who gives the Chuma, a Balakri, or the owner of the grain, Shatehi Toivas Hanoshaloi, that the benefit of the Hana belongs to him, Toivas Hanosh Yitin Lo Yisrael, the Toivas Hana that the Yisrael gives him, that a Yisrael could give Davar Muat. A Yisrael could give a small amount, sheyitein oisa chuma, that you should give that chuma leben bitoy, to his grandson, the son of his daughter. Kayin is a kayin. The ilu kayin aser le lemesa midi Yisrael. Another kayin is prohibited to give a Yisrael anything that he should receive chuma kadei sheyitein le chuma say, because we know that a kayin is not even allowed to assist in the base hagranos. In other words, a Kohen cannot assist the Yisrael in the silo that the Yisrael should say, oh, thank you so much, here's my truma. So we're very cautious that a Kohen doesn't provide any even minor service to Yisrael in order to get truma. But still, you still maintain certain benefits by giving truma to a particular Kohen. Namely, if the grandfather is Yisrael, he could pay you to give it to his grandson. We actually call a kohen who assists in the Beis Hagranos, Karinam Bey, Shechasam, Shechasam, Bris HaLevi, you corrupted the covenant of the Levi. So do we say the Iker Noisein is, the Iker Taivas Hana is the one who's spending the money on the Chuma, because Ila Peri Dahadin, if not for his fruit, the Ran says, Shal Toimra, the one taking off the Chuma. And the Gemara says, no, Tvua Sarech Venasata, Tala, Hanasina, it hinges the giving, the Bal Hazera, the owner of the crop, the Hainu Bal Hakri. Fine. So that's the Shaila. Who is the main, who gets the benefit of giving the Truma? And the answer is the person separating it. Esve, we're going to question what Rav Zera said. Toirem es chuma isav es masoris of ladatoi. You're allowed to take off chuma meiser with his knowledge. So what's the case? Presumably, I'm taking off chuma from my field with your consent. Now, so what did Reb Zera say? Reb Zera said that Reb Zera said, you know who gets the hana of truma, or the tovas hana? The owner of the pile of grain, meaning the one who the truma is taken off for, not the one taking it off. So the Gemara says, wait a second. It says, Toirem es chumaisav, es masorisav ladatai. I could take chuma and maisav from my possessions with consent. The amrid toives hanad balakri. If you are the one who's getting the benefit of who the chuma goes to, I am mafreshit for you. But like Reb Zera said, you're the one who chooses who it goes to. So then, hakamahanile, I'm benefiting you. Meaning, even if ledatoi means I do it on my own, but if you're the one getting the toivas hana, I'm benefiting you. Ela shmamina toivas hana dilei. It must be the toivas hana belongs to him. Meaning, must be I get the toivas hana, otherwise I'm benefiting you. Sigmar says, no, amri lai. That's not the case. I'm not taking chuma from my stuff. onto your stuff, if I was doing that, and I'm doing it with my own consent, so I'm not benefiting you, I would still be benefiting you with the Toivas Hanah. You know what the case is? Mishal Balakri, Alshal Balakri, I'm taking from your stuff on your stuff. And I, how am I allowed to do it? Uladai to the Balakri, I'm doing it with your das. I, if I'm doing it with your das, I'm a Hanayu. No, like we said earlier, the case is, I'm not mahana you because you didn't appoint me, you just revealed in your mind that whoever wants to do it could go and do it. Look in the Ran, vi amrit toivasana labalakri hakamahanile, shemzakeyu toirem labalakri. The one thing of the chuma is being mezake, the balakri, litain oisa chuma, to give the chuma, lemisha yirtza, to whoever he wants. V'shakal minei toivas hana, he's taking toivas hana, v'nimtza mahanei omamish, it comes out you're actually being mahanehim. Tashmad, amar Rabbi Avohu, amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha-makdish, one who is makdish an animal. Basically the case is like this, you're chayiv to bring a carbon, and I'm makdish the animal for you. Now, let's say it needs to be redeemed. Normally, when an animal that's kashim needs to be redeemed, we say the owner has to add a fifth. Who's the owner here? The one who the carbon has to be brought for, or the one who sanctified the animal? In other words, I know you have to bring a carbon, so I was makdish my sheep for you. And now, we know that when you redeem kachim, the owner has to add a fifth. So who's the owner? The one who sanctified the animal, or the one who the animal is being sanctified for? Damar Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ha-makdish moisiv chaymesh, the one who's makdish the animal adds a fifth. Umiskaper oisa temura. The makdish adds a fifth, but the one who it's holy for, he's the one who can make a temura on the animal. The halacha is, if you exchange one animal for another animal that's already kachim, the kachim is effective on the animal you exchange it for. But the din of temura is only the owner can make a temura. So we need to determine who's the owner regarding, we know the owner that redeems kachim adds a fifth, the owner that makes a temura exchanges an animal of chulin for a kachim, the chulin takes on the kachim. These are two rules that apply to the owner. But who's the owner? If I'm makdish an animal for you, so regarding the din of adding a fifth, I'm the owner, I was makdish it. Legabe making temura, the one who it's brought for makes the temura. However, v'hatoyre mishaloi al she'eno shaloi, if I'm separate truma from mine for you, toivas hana shaloi, I get the toivas hana. I was makdish it, I was mafresh it, I took of the truma from my stuff to you, so therefore I get the toivas hana, not like Reb Zera said. We said in the beginning there's a drasha, vinasata, that it goes on the owner of the balakri. No, we must be falling off of that. Look in the Ran. Hamakdish moisiv chaymesh, hamakdish behema lekarbanai shel chaver, one is makdish behema for the carbon of his friend, the humama. And it became a balmum v'roisel of doisa, and he wants to redeem it. Makdish karoi bailam, the one who is makdish, it is called the owner. Le'inyan, regarding shetzarach lehoisiv chaymesh, regarding adding a fifth, shehabailam bovad moisifin chaymesh, the bailam alone add a fifth, kishapoydin es kacheyam, when you redeem the kachim. Hamiskaper oisa tmura, one who is atoned makes a tmura kalaymar, as if to say, aval inyan tmura hazoicha ba latzar karbanai, meaning to say, regarding tmura, one who is zoicha in it for the tzarech of his carbon, karoi ba'alim, is called the owner. Umatfis Temuraba. Regarding Temura, one who's Zoicha in it, in the carbon, for his carbon, he's called the owner, and he has the ability to be Matfis, the Temura. But the one who sanctified it does not have the ability to effectuate Temura. We learn that from Sukkim. So the Braisa says, Toiva sano shaloi of the Toireim. I, the Pasuk, Vinasata. The Aser to Aser is called Tuva Zarecha Vinasata. It's going on Aser to Aser. Give Maiser Vinasata. The Maser, if you give Maiser, you'll be Zoicha to give. Okay. So now we're up to a new Sugya. The Mishnah said that if you're Aser Bahana, you could be Melamed Torah. You could be Melamed Torah. In other words, if you're Aser Bahana, the halacha is you could be Melamde Medrash, halacha Nagada, but lo yilamdenu Mikra. So the question is, why could you teach Medrash but not Mikra? Melamde Medrash halach zogas avlo yamdenu Mikra, my time Allah yilamdenu. Why can't you teach a Mikra? Because Mishum de Kamahanile, because you're Mahanim. Medrash nami Kamahane, you're Mahanim when you teach a Medrash. Amar Shmo b'makam shenoitlen tzchar ala Mikra, noitlen tzchar ala Medrash. In a place where normally people get paid for teaching Mikra, but don't get paid for teaching Medrash. So I can't teach him Mikra because I'm teaching him and I'm not charging him, and it's something that usually people pay for. But people don't usually pay for Medrash, so I could teach him Medrash. So Gemara says, my Pascha. Then it's not a fundamental difference. Why would the Mishnah say, oh, you could teach him Medrash, but you can't teach him Mikra? You can't teach anything if you get paid for it, and if you don't get paid for it, you could teach him both. This is not a real difference. We happen to be talking about a case where they charge for one kind of learning and not the other. Okay, we'll hold it over here. We're going to continue in this Bezal Shem next week, okay? Thank you very much. Tonight we had the regular Chumash here because there's a wedding tomorrow night, so that's why the Gemara Shir was later, okay? Hatzlacha, Ubracha, Shem should watch over everyone. Shefa Bracha Vatzlacha, Kol Tov, good night.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.